This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Values, money and me.
We make choices all the time. And some of those choices are about doing what's sensible, even if we feel that we'd rather do something else. It's Charity Week at Lily's school, and they're raising money for an animal sanctuary. Lily's a big animal lover, so she's keen to help.
We raised £200 last year, just by selling the books and toys you donated. Let's see if we can raise even more this year, class. Have a look around at home and see what you could contribute.
Here you go. There's this nice soap, and you can take some tins of beans too.
Mum! That's rubbish. They won't raise much money. Last year, Maisie brought in a brooch her gran gave her. It raised £20. This lot won't raise 20 pence.
Well, that's all we have, Lily. You know we're watching the pennies. They'll raise a few pounds. That's better than nothing, and I really don't want to discuss it anymore.
Lily's gone upstairs. She's thinking about the poor dogs and cats who need medicine and how last year everyone thought that Maisie was so generous and kind to donate a lovely piece of jewellery. She decides to have a look in Mum's jewellery box.
Mum never wears this ring. It's been in her jewellery box forever. It will be perfect for the auction. I don't even need to tell her. After all, she did say that she didn't want to discuss it anymore.
Lily is about to make a choice. Should she take the ring to the auction without asking and maybe make lots of money for the charity? Should she do what her mum told her and make do with the beans and soap? Should she ask mum if she can take the ring for the auction even though mum said the discussion was over? Or should she do something else? What do you think? What Lily doesn't know is that the ring is very special to her mum because it was her grandmother's favourite. She doesn't wear it because she's afraid to lose it. Let's find out what happened.
Contributions to me, please. Wow, that's a lovely ring. Thank you, Lily. Are you sure that's okay with your mum?
Lily's taken the ring without asking, and now she's got to make another choice. Should she tell the truth that her mum doesn't know, or tell a lie? Maybe she should change her mind and return the ring.
Oh, and Maisie, it looks like you've brought in a beautiful necklace too. What generous girls!
Let's find out what Lily chose to do. The auction is just about to start. The mums and dads and children in the audience are eagerly looking to see what the first lot will be.
First item, a very pretty silver-coloured ring with pink stones.
That looks just like my granny's favourite ring. Can you see that, Lily?
Uh-oh.
How much will you offer me for this lovely ring given by Lily's mother?
It's now too late for Lily to make different choices. In fact, Lily's mum has a choice to make now. The ring is so special and holds lots of happy memories, she'll miss it terribly. Should she tell the teacher that she hadn't given the ring for the auction? But what if someone else made a high bid for it? Lily's mum is an animal lover too and would like to help. Perhaps she could buy it back herself. Every choice has consequences. A consequence is something that happens afterwards and which is caused by the choice. Thinking carefully about all the consequences can help you to make the right decisions, which is equally important when those decisions are about money. Here's a couple of tips. It's important to remember that money isn't the only thing with value. You've probably got a favourite cuddly toy from when you were little. I bet you wouldn't sell it, even if someone offered you £100. And sometimes what you do has a value. Maybe Lily could help out at the animal charity. Cleaning out some cages or walking the dogs might be more valuable to the charity than £20 from an auction. Speaking of which, let's see what's happening.
What are you going to do, Mum?
I'm not sure. But what I do know is that you and I will be having a serious chat when we get home.
Poor Lily. Why don't you have a go at writing your own ending to the story? If you want to practice making choices, why not go online and try out our Consequence Challenge?
Values, Money and Me, with support from Experian. Find out more at funkidslive.com/choices.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.